following podcast is brought to you exclusively by the Rad Rob Radio Network.
Oh, that fucking son of a bitch, Ocho. He's never on time. Ever.
Oh, hey. Hey, buddy.
Good. Oh, hey. You played that off well.
What are you talking about, man? Good to see you. I was just talking to my wife. What's up?
Fuck off.
Welcome to RTW Main Event, which used to be a hard-hitting, in-depth, cutting-edge look into the world of professional wrestling. And now we basically do whatever the hell we want. So without further ado, here's your host, Radicalized Rob, Rob Francois.
Hey guys, welcome back to RTW Main Event. I am your host, Rad Rob, Rob Francois. I hope everybody is doing well all around the world, even you, Ocho. And thank you for being here.
Why did you have to say even you, Ocho? Did you not wish I was doing well any other time?
Oh, yes, every week.
Well, this is news to me.
Is it? No, I mean, you didn't get the facts?
You wished everybody was doing well all around the world, even Ocho. Like, I thought I kind of was grouped in, but you had to specify as if, like, I was somebody different.
Pump the brakes, pal. Pump the brakes.
You're making me nervous. Are you home, by the way? You've been on location for freaking ever.
Yes.
Are you home?
I am finally home. I'm finally home. Hang on.
Eli! So I won't pee every freaking 4 seconds from your freaking ocean breeze going on in the background.
Right. Can I talk to Eli now?
Yeah, no, that's good for the show. That makes sense. We could have talked to him all day. Now we're doing a show. Let's talk to Eli. Makes sense.
Eli! Rob. Did you fax Ocho the statement I made about not wishing him well? Is your number 512-789-5421?
5488.
Fuck. Hey, wrong number, dick.
All right, we'll get that straightened out. Well, since you already heard.
Okay, we'll get that straightened out live on the RTW Main Event.
He's got your text, you know, your gimmick phone.
Shouldn't number. It just be under my name? Like, does he actually type my freaking number in every time and he got all freaking sidetracked?
Your cell phone number is different than your fax landline.
Yeah, well, of course. That's a landline. You got to plug the gimmick in and, like, you know, make sure the IRS folk don't give you the scam and all
right,
that.
Right, right. He sent the fax to your cell phone, and obviously it didn't go through. He got the numbers confused. Yeah,
he's a gem.
Yeah, no, he really is. What are we doing?
You just wished everybody the best around the world, including Ocho, as if, like, I wasn't already grouped in. So take it away, Rob.
That's... Now you're trying to impersonate Eli.
No, it wasn't even good.
It wasn't even good.
All right. We all have our strengths. We all have our weaknesses. You're fine.
My weakness is CeCe's pizza.
And hosting a show.
That's fair. We are going to get into the first segment, which is the top five contest. But I got a bone to pick with you.
Who?
You. You're the only one here.
Me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, shit. So you're talking to Eli.
Why don't you? Did I yellow at all?
Did you yellow?
Oh, you're such a dick. Why don't you answer my texts?
What texts?
Every single text that I ever send you. I have to respond myself. I'm like, right on. You bet.
Once I see the response, I think the job is done because you know what I'm going to say. So I go, okay. I'm good. I'm in the clear. I get it a couple hours later, and I don't want to... Well, he's got it. He knows what I would say.
Dude, good. You haven't been in the clear since 1979. Come on. Who are you kidding?
That's high praise,
yeah.
By the way.
Yes, that's a good streak. So, I just want you to acknowledge me. That's all. That's all I want. Just say, hey, I saw your text. I don't give a fuck, but I want to let you know that I saw it.
No. No, because you don't have an iPhone and you can't tell. That's why I love
it. That's true. No, you're right. No. That's true.
No, no, I'm always here every time link sent. Well, no shit, because I'm already on it.
Yeah, no, you are here. No, you. And I'll give you credit. You've been here for quite a while now. A long time.
I don't need your credit. You have you're in debt with CeCe's right now, so I don't need your credit.
You have no idea how much pizza I ate the last 2 weeks. Holy shit. Yeah.
You got to be getting to lactose intolerance times 10 at this point.
I built up. Yes. How'd you know? I didn't even tell you about that.
Maybe they'll pull like a liquid out of you that will then combat lactose intolerance because you've eaten so much cheese and dairy in the last 2 weeks.
Maybe they get the COVID vaccine out of that too. Did you hear this new variant coming? It's called COVID-22.
How'd they get that number?
I don't know. Apparently the Delta is COVID-21. So the Omega and what the fuck was the other one? It wasn't Alpha.
There was the Lambda, yeah, the Omega Mu's, yep. The Alpha Betas.
They joined together and made the Delta.
Can I help you? Help you? Help you? That's right. You're right.
So there's a new one now that apparently is going to be a super virus. Yeah.
Like Jimmy Superfly Snuka, kind of.
I mean, it's possible. I mean, he got away with murder, right?
That's a really, really good way to market this thing. Really? Maybe your sick fucking mind is onto something. Because I know you probably didn't even mean that. However, that's how we market it. We got it. You know what? Don't even upload the show. Hold this for us. Eli, I know you can't hear me. You're in the break room or whatever hell it is, but you have to listen to the show. I'll give you the software drop. We're going to break this part out. We are not giving this to anybody. This is going to be our murder fest.
In any event, it is time for our top five challenge. Are you ready for me to play the intro, Ocho? That's where you say something.
Something.
During the Roman era, thousands used to flood the Colosseum to watch two gladiators go head to head in a fight to the death. Now, the stakes are even higher. There can be only one top five champion.
There can be only one.
This is the RTW Top 5 Challenge.
You know what really makes me hard, Ocho? I'm sure the first thing that comes to your mind is boobs.
I just didn't know. None of that came to my mind, and nor did I ever want to hear a sentence, because I know every week when you hear this, like, I get maybe getting the goosebumps or something like that, but like a true full-on pants tightener, I mean, we don't need that.
It's the best intro in the history of intros.
Is it, though?
I think so, yeah.
I mean, look, you're allowed your opinion, man. That's all you.
We all have our
free will.
We all have our things that, float our boats. What are we doing?
Oh, you just had your boner intro?
No, that's right. A top five.
And not semi, not the truck driver boner.
Oh, We'll talk about that later.
No, great. Can't wait.
Let's bring in our reigning, defending, undisputed, rarely defeated RTW Top 5 Challenge Champion, hailing from East Maximo Island. It is the one and only El Barba Maximo. Good evening, sir. Well, it's good morning where you are, but hello. Good to have you here. Are you ready to defend your title this week?
Yes, you are welcome for me being here. El Barba is always ready for championship defensiveness and, getting to take out this Jacques. He put up very good fights with three refereeing last week, and we will see what he is tabling.
Okay, that's good. I see you're working on your English, by the way. You're doing very well. You've come a long way.
Yes, well, Maximo needs to learn to make ratings better for you, so.
That's fair. That is fair. Introducing the challenger to El Barba Maximo, hailing from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, by way of his ex-wife's house. It is the greatest deforester in the history of Canada. It is the one, the only, the winner of the number one contender match from last week, Jacques Marksman. Bonjour.
Hello, everybody. Bonjour. Very good to be here today. It's just been a whirlwind here for me. Everybody's so happy. We have the straws made of the papier. The plastica straws, they're gone. And the monkeys also gone. Lots of bananas here now, yes.
You can't say monkeys. It's the correct term is orangutan. Sorry. I don't want to get canceled. Yes,
sorry. Sometimes I misplace words.
Okay.
Well, can you? But it's actually going to help the praying mantis population because they're there to then collect the bugs and the grubs and all that stuff. So it's going to be a whole new ecosystem. Can't wait till the wolves show up.
Yes, we all cannot wait for the wolves. Sometimes if you're not careful, they eat your babies.
That's controlling the population. As a matter of fact, Bill Gates will actually release the wolves. It's been known.
Yes, I was going to say Wolf Windows 11 is coming soon.
Our topic tonight for the top five is top five condiments. El Barba, are you okay with this? Was there a language issue with this? You do understand the topic tonight, correct?
Yes. Minty condoms. El Barba knows, he's familiar with these. Doesn't use many all time, but, does what he needs to do for satisfaction of oralness.
Hang on, guys. Hang on. Hold on.
Did he say oralness?
Yeah. I gotta call Eli.
No, maybe a little tingle down below.
Eli! Come on, hit the fucking button. Please.
Hey, Rob.
Eli Barba fucked up the translation with tonight's topic. He thinks it's minty condoms. Can we accept that?
Well, Rob, any answer is good. It's he may lose, but they're still good answers, Rob.
That's fair. Okay. I'm glad you finally learned how to hit the button and I don't have to yell at you anymore.
I don't know how to do this thing. I feel like it's so... I don't know how to... If I talk the proper way, it's just so weird. I'm trying... I got so many other buttons to hit here, Rob. I'd rather you just call me next time because it's just better. The button doesn't work. I feel like I'm I can hear it now and I don't like it, Rob.
My phone died, so yeah, I can't call you.
Well, who's that one, Rob? Is that you and me? I'm getting upset here.
All right, let go of the button. Let go of the button!
Which one? This one! This button!
All right. Jesus Christ. All right, Barba, I don't know if you heard, but yeah, we can accept those answers.
Yes, all my answers are acceptable, being that I am championship, so I don't see why there was issues.
Yeah, okay. Jacques, you're good with your list tonight, too, as well?
Yes, I got lots of tips from my brother. He's telling me about all the different mint flavors he pick up at the local steak shop here.
The local what shop?
We call it the Steg Shop.
Steak Shop?
The Steg Shop.
Stag Shop.
Yes, we. That's what they said.
Right on. Ocho, as always, you are the one that has to decide who goes first. Please use your official brain and officially pick who goes first tonight. Officially.
Hold on, I'm officially... talking to somebody.
The fuck?
It's Eli. Hold on. Oh, he's mad at you. Never mind. All right. That's all right. That's all right.
Shocker.
Well, he's got a good reason. I think officially as the...
Sorry. I didn't mean to pop for that. I'm sorry. Sorry. My bad. Sorry, Ouch. You were about to say something?
Yeah, no. Stupid me. Just trying to do a show here with you, and you're going to giggle. As you're looking at your button, because you're probably going to hit the wrong one. And it's going to be like, you know, like something from like, I don't know, some gross point, or maybe like, are you guys from Goonies or something?
When I got to get that. That's.
Well, just steal that.
Why do we even do this show anymore? Really, nobody's listening.
I don't know, because here I am. I want Six to go first. Six, it's your turn. You haven't gone in a while. I want you to go first.
He's not here, Ouch. Still suspended from the horse dick thing. So one of these two guys.
I don't know.
That are below
actually,
you.
But again, of course, as we said last week, that was a joke on you. I'm trying to play it up. We know Jacques means six, means seis, is Francaise. Jacques goes first.
Jacques. Ocho has picked you to go first. I forgot about the whole seis siesta thing. Please go ahead with your number five in the top five condiments, minty condoms, mint flavored, anything with the word mint or condom in it. Just go ahead.
Yes, okay. So there may not be any monkey parts in this tangy South African sauce, but it is a free-for-all of savory ingredients, including the chutney and the moutard and the vino, the ginger and the garlic. This sauce is a classic for South Africans when grilling in their country. You can use it as a lively companion for the steak or as a topper on your hamburgers, as you say. It is the monkey gland sauce.
Who makes that, by the way?
The Monkey Gland Sauce Company. They're from South Africa.
He's right. He's right. And man, I got to tell you, like, now he's a legit French Canadian, too. I mean, my God, I don't know why I question him, and I shouldn't. I should never question, but I'm a student of accents, and man, oh man, this guy is so French Canadian. I'm gonna be a Montreal Canadiens fan after this night.
Yeah, he spent a lot of time up in Northern Ontario, and he kind of lost his way, kind of lost his accent when he was up there for a while.
Like the puppy who loses his way sometimes. I get it.
Correct. So now that he's back home, A, and B, he now has...
Oh, the entire alphabet, man. Yeah, go for it, buddy. Yeah. No, you're good. You're good. No, don't you dare love that. You're on it. You're on that one.
El Barba Maximo, what do you have for your number five? The top five condiments of all time.
Yes, El Barba's number five is a... it comes from the maker of Trust X. They are fantasy-flavored, mint-flavored. They come in at a rating of 4.25 stars with a maximum length of 8 1/6 inch and a 4-inch diameter. One reviewer said it worked very well for sex and intercourse. And the girlfriend enjoyed the taste and smell. They are the fantasy-flavored, mint-flavored condoms.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong. That's a very valid answer.
All right, bring it home, Rob.
Do I have to?
Yeah.
We have the... what was it, Jock?
The monkey swat.
Monkey gland sauce.
Monkey gland sauce, that's right. God damn, I really gotta write this shit down. Barba, I'm sorry, what was yours again?
Fantasy flavor, mint flavor condoms.
Fantasy Island condoms. What do you got, Ouch?
It's a little easier than people think because I have cognitive skills. I have cognitive thinking skills. When Barba Maximo explains that the maximum is a such and such, he's trying to get himself over in the terms of wrestling. So this is a simple one for Jacques. So Jacques up 1-0. Both good answers, but I can read into it. What the fuck is the bell for? It doesn't make any fucking sense. Stop doing the fucking bell.
Jacques, you are up 1-0. What do you have for your number 4 in the top 5 condiments of all time?
All right, guys, before I begin this, just remember, if you look at the Canadian packaging and show your girlfriends, it will be more impressive as your 8 inches is 20 centimeters up here. Very more impressive.
I built houses that way, so you're right. No, I'm on metric. I'm good.
Okay, guys, so my number 4, it was made in 1948 in Toronto. This condom mint is a Canadian-owned, made entirely in Canadian. They produce this moutarde with 100% Canadian moutard seed, and they source the ingredients from local suppliers whenever possible. Their moutarde is a completely natural and contains no additives or preservatives. It is available online or in many retail locations across Canada. I know what you're thinking. This must be Mrs. McGarrigle's fine mustard, but no, no, no. It's actually Coslick's Canadian-made Canadian moutarde.
I have a question, Jacques.
Oui?
What is a moutarde?
The moutarde, it is a sauce.
Don't answer him. We're okay with it. I got it. I'm the judge. I know what's going on. I know this very well. It was a mustard that was derived from a woman who had a kid with Down syndrome. So they made it this certain way, and it has taken the world by storm. She's doing so well. Not to mention, it is coming global. So,
yes, also do not confuse it with what some people they call cow patties, but here we call them the moo turds.
Yes, they're in the same section at the grocery store in the French Canada.
One is just a little more bitter.
El Barba Maximo, what do you have for your number 4 top 5 condiments of all time?
Yes. This one came in at a 4.5 star review on Red Condoms website. One reviewer said just one simple word: yum. It is the One Flavor Waves brand mint chocolate chip condom.
Mint chocolate chip is one of my favorite ice cream flavors.
Were you the reviewer that said yum?
No, oddly enough, it was not me. Ocho, what's your favorite ice cream flavor?
Yum.
Right on. So we have the mint chocolate chip condoms and the moutarde. What do you got for this one, Ouch? It sounds like it's pretty tough decision. I don't want to be in your shoes. Well, I mean, they're too small to begin with, but you know what I mean. Euphemistically speaking.
Are you done?
I think so.
Can my shoes be left alone at this point? Because you do want to be in my shoes, I promise you.
Okay.
Besides this point, because this is a tough one. Jacques is running on an inspiring story that, you know, it's going to be global, the moutarde of the seeds, and there's honey moutarde, there's Dijon moutarde. It's really a phenomenon. But I think he's using it as more of a marketing thing and to look good, which is why I'm going with Maximo, because who doesn't love a mint chocolate chip condom? I mean, my God. So it's 1-0 at this point. Watch with the fucking bell. Stop at the bell. I don't like the bell. Stop at the bell. I'm going to keep doing this. Stop with the bell. Stop with the bell. With the bell.
Oh, Barbara Maximo, you are on the board. It is currently 1-1. We are knotted, deadlocked, if you will, at 1 point apiece. This has never happened in the history of the show, Ocho.
Did you say knotted like we knotted at each other, or like knotted like it's tied up in a knot?
Right. No, not like when you're walking by some dude in the street and you get
like, hey, what's up, buddy? Hey, yeah, you know, okay, you're knotted.
Yeah. Yeah, nodded. Jacques has.
Like Jacques' wife on the OnlyFans.com/Mark's mom.
Ex-wife.
Yeah, same difference.
Is it the same difference, Jacques?
Yeah, same, like, extra special, we say the X.
Okay, right on.
The X-Men. Okay. Yeah,
the X-Men, when we have the big celebration, like exhibitions, we just say the X.
Okay.
It's, very efficient speak.
You know, speaking of X's and, you know, the X-Wing, I usually make the Batwing with my gimmick when my wife comes around. Do you ever try to make the X-Wing?
I don't understand Batman, X-Wing. Here for superheroes, we have Captain Canuck.
The guy he uses the black tape on the hockey stick, but the hero, Captain Canadia, uses the white tape on the hockey stick, and it's amazing how they duel and joust. It's never veiny, much like the Batwing.
Yes, just like if you pop on one of those mint chocolate chips, also not very veiny due to the restrictions. I hear.
Isn't it constrictions, not restrictions, right?
No, construction, we say here.
Okay, right on.
Construction, yes.
What number are we on, Ouch?
Mm-hmm.
Eli! What number are we on? Hit the button.
Hey, Rob.
What?
It's the third one.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Eli.
Am I doing this right?
Yeah, you sound great, buddy.
Are you sure?
No, I can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. Bye, Rob.
See you, buddy. Jacques, what do you have for your number three in the top five greatest condiments of all time?
Yes, so number three here, this extra rare syrup is Canada's best-selling flavor, and it's easy to see and taste why. The organic maple syrup, which has a light, delicate flavor that makes you want to drink it straight from the bottle, like I usually do when I wake up in the morning. It comes from a single forest and is harvested and bottled at the maple farm in Escoumenac, Quebec. It's truly pure and never blended with any other maple syrup or any artificial ingredients. Plus, it comes in a très belle jug. It's Escoumenac Pure Canadian Organic Maple Syrup, Grade A.
So you said it comes from the Far East? Is that where it comes from?
The Far East, yes. A single Far East.
Gotcha. I gotcha. El Barba Maximo, what do you have for your number three top five greatest condiments or minty condoms of all time?
Well, this one, they boast just brush sensation. They say it gives a cooling and invigorating sensation. Like a perfect for a hot summer day compared to a mint julep of sorts. It is green. It is a maximum length of 7.5 inches with a 3.3-inch diameter. These are also from Trustex. They are just simply mint.
You know, Ocho, it sounds like Trustex makes really short condoms. I could not use any of those products.
Me neither. They are way short.
Yes, but the guys, again, like I said, you could go the centimeters, but if you want to be very impressive, go with the millimeters and you'll be at 838. Very impressive for the ladies. That's why the ladies up here in Canada, they love the long ones, even if they're actually very short.
Well, they don't know. That's the point of it.
El Barba is impressed. Not only is Jacques good at trimming the trees, he is good at the math, too. The conversions are very, very impressive. Almost like he has
sportsmanship. There's like sportsmanship going on here. This is a little weird.
If you want the guys, I can teach you how to do the math really quick. I created this thing that I use called calculator. Very efficient math.
Maybe Maximo Island will invest in some your calculating of laters.
We can also give you hybrid wolves that can eat orangutans and save your banana population.
That may be discussion for off air.
Hey, look, this is what we do here on this show. I mean, we're kind of like meshing cultures here at this point.
We are. I mean, it's a cultural melting pot right here on RTW Main Event Top 5 Challenge. What do you got for this one, Ouch? I don't want to be in your very small shoes. We got mint. Just mint. And then we have the... fuck me. I don't really want to... I can't repeat what Josh
said. Don't worry. It's all right. I got it. I got this, Rob, because I heard Eli talking. I think people are trying to play to Ocho's strengths. And Jacques instantly said, my number twat is this. And then he said, it's great ass. So he wins. It's that simple. Fucking bell. He's still with this fucking bell. Jesus, it makes no fucking sense. Fucking, I just hit the wrong fucking button. It'd probably be better than the fucking bell. Fuck!
Jacques, what do you have for your number two? Top five all-time greatest condiments of all time.
Okay, yes. So this sauce is tangy and sugary. It is a ketchup-like sauce that doesn't taste anything like its name would suggest. You can use it as a dip for your lumpia, the fried spring rolls filled with the grand pork, or even more popular with the Filipinos and us French Canadians. We mix it with the spaghetti or the cut-up hot dogs in the Kraft dinner. Imported from the Philippines, it's banana sauce.
You know, I don't like bananas, Ocho. Did you know that?
I assume because of your unhealthy lifestyle.
El Barba Maximo, what do you have for your number two? Top five greatest condiments or minty condoms of all time.
Well, these ones, they actually come with a disposal pouch. They have a wonderful mouthfeel, as described by one person rating it. They are textured in a ribbon dot pattern. They're the Playguard Ice Mint Condoms.
Playguard Ice Mint Condoms, Ocho. I've never heard of those, have you?
Have I? Of course I have.
I mean, I know
what
you're...
What kind of a question is that? I feel like these guys are trying to shine a little Ocho ass. I have stock in those condoms, so Maximo gets this one. I you know what? I'm not phoning it in. I'm just going to see who's going to shine Ocho's ass a little more than the other. Because I'm in a bad fucking mood tonight. I still calls it like I sees it, but I got to fuck with that fucking bell. Calls it like I sees it, but I calls it like I feels it, too.
Okay. Look, guys. This show gets more and more ridiculous every fucking week. I'm just going to put it out there right now.
You have to tell us that. That's funny. Right. It took you to tell us that.
I mean, I didn't know if you guys noticed it or not. But once again, we're here. It's 2-2. I don't know how we always get to fucking 2-2. The score never changes. It might come in different orders, just like Tim does.
That's not true. We've had sweeps. We've had some 3-1s at one point. Remember? Didn't that happen a couple times?
Have we, though?
Yeah, of course we have.
It is like when there is a 2 out of 3 falls match in wrestling. There are always 3 falls. Always comes down to last one.
Yeah, except in the Olympics.
Right. No,
the fake stuff.
He's got a good point. Speaking of the fake stuff, Ouch, did you see Gable Steveson was at SummerSlam?
Of course I saw. I knew he was going because I know what he did. And he knew Brock Lesnar was going there because he's a Minnesota Gopher. You guys all look like gophers to me. and they're pals and they train together. So of course he's going to be man, this is going to be another Kurt Angle if there was ever a Kurt Angle.
But see, I'm not impressed. I'm not impressed with Gable's win at the Olympics this year.
I know. The guy won the Olympics at age 21. I mean, yeah, dumb him. Yeah, that's not impressive. He also scored with the last freaking 13 seconds left. He's down by 3 points in the fake stuff, and he freaking gets a major takedown and a freaking take back and wins by one. No, it's not. That's not impressive. You know, a guy who lost to Eric Kassar. Now, let's see Eric Kassar. Does anybody know who Eric Kassar is, who wrestles for Penn State?
Of course we do.
No?
No, we
no you don't? No,
we all do.
That guy beat Gable twice 2 years ago. Beat him in the Big Tens and in the national finals. Fucking A. So yeah. Let's see Kassar versus Gable in the WWE. No, not in the Ocho League, because that'll be at least a good fucking wrestling league.
Do you want to know why I am not impressed with Gable's win?
No, I don't care why you're not impressed.
Well, I'm going to tell you anyway. He didn't win it with a broken freaking neck.
No, he might have had a stubbed freaking toe, man. Like, there's got to be something.
That's actually worse, though.
He had a freaking nail.
No, I mean, stubbed toes are even worse.
He had a broken freaking blood vessel in his eye, dude, because he overslept the one day, dude. There's a lot of shit that can go on, man.
All right, my apologies to Gable.
You guys aren't fucking athletes. That's the problem.
No, I'm nothing. I'm not even close to anything resembling.
No, you're not. I'm telling you, you're not.
Yeah.
You don't have to freaking placate it. You're not. And I'm telling you, you're not.
Maximo, I see you enjoying some of the local cuisine. Did you go to Cici's tonight?
Oh, yes. I got the chicken Caesar salad pizzas.
Those are very good. Those are very popular at Maximo Island. I'm glad you enjoy that.
Yes, it is very good. You know, I may have to be paying extra for some reasons. They said it is a imposed by ownership that requires extra money from championship.
It's the croutons. It goes
right back to podcasts.
But it's the croutons is all it is. Like, because they're already carbon you up. So when they put more croutons on, they charge you more.
Crouton,
no less.
Well, plus
I believe they call it the Eli tax.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Oh, Joe, the croutons are hard to source into Maximo Island. They come from West Nebraska. It's very hard to get them over there.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing?
The Eli tax does make sense, though.
No, it does. I mean, Eli, dude, did he know? He went on Twitter complaining that he didn't have enough money to subscribe to OnlyFans. But yet,
I gave him my account, though. I should have said that out loud.
Oh, did you really? Well, then.
You know what, though? But you could probably only share, like, the account with, like, 3 or 4 people.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So yeah,
have it. Bobo has my... Remember Bobo?
Yeah, I barely remember him.
Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe I ran out of, like... It's like when you have Netflix on so many TVs, they're like, all right, motherfucker, we know you're using your shit all over the place. Yeah. This isn't fair.
Yeah, that's... No, that's cool. Jacques, do you think you could talk to your brother and maybe get Eli... a comp login for maybe a month or two?
Yes, guys. I'll just I'll share the one that Ocho shared with me.
We are down to the final answer. The final, is that right? Is that the way to phrase that properly, Ocho? The final answer. The final.
Sure, dude.
You don't even care anymore. Okay.
No.
All right. Well, for once, please, I'm begging you, as my best friend, can you please do the intro to the number one this week?
All right. Just for you. No.
There can be only one number one top five greatest condiments of all time.
There can be only one.
Jacques Marks Men. What is your number one top five greatest condiments of all time?
So this sauce is a classic southern sauce that originated in Jackson, Mississippi. Their name comes from the traditional goodbye in Mississippi. Anytime you leave the place, people, they don't say au revoir or see you later. Instead, they say, y'all come back. This tasty sauce is definitely a good way to seal the deal. as they say. It's silky, it's creamy, it's off-white in couleur. It is so tasty. It just slithers down your throat and is a preferred dipping sauce for fried foods or as a salad dressing. Oddly enough, my wife and mon frère recently shot the episode 224 in this series as well. It is the comeback sauce. The comeback sauce. It is very tasty. Sometimes we make it for family gatherings. Very, very creamy. And everybody here, they love it.
Sounds good. Sounds like I would give it a try. I'm always looking for new things to slide down the back of my throat. El Barba Maximo, what do you have for your number one top five greatest condiments of all time?
Well, this one, it tastes like a sweet mint. It is a smooth green one. No extra ribs or nothing. Just what you've got is smoothing out. It is made out of a natural rubber latex. And the top review, it says, it makes me feel like the Hulk. It is the Passante Mint condom.
Do you have the dimensions on that one, by any chance?
That one would be 8.8 inches in length and a 4-inch circumference.
Yeah, wow, that's pretty legit. Jacques, what is that in the metric?
That is about the 200 millimeters. And if you told a female friend that you had the 200 coming to her, she may run in fear.
Ocho knows a lot about that. They they always run.
I don't even get to that point. I never even get to that point. They usually run in fear prior.
Yeah.
And I say, no, it's 800. And they go, oh, never mind. And then they laugh as they walk away.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
However, Rob, wrap it up, buddy. Set me up for this one.
We have whatever these two guys said for their number one answers.
That's what you got, huh?
That's all I got. I wasn't paying attention.
I hate to do this, but the way Maximo's going, man, he just knows how to talk to Ocho. He knows how to explain numbers. Ocho's a science guy. He loves to hear factual information. I can taste sometimes the minty freshness and whatnot, and all these, his detail is so amazing that he's trying to shine Ocho's ass way too much. So Jacques wins this one, and take it away, Rob. Was that the last one? Don't fucking ring the bell, Rob.
Did you just say Jacques has won?
Jacques has won. Yes.
Are you seeing okay, Ocho?
I don't think you called it the way you sought it.
Your calling is very perplexing.
Yeah, I mean, do you want to go over that again?
You see, I'm confused. I already gave my number one answer. No. He just said Jacques won. I gave mine, the comeback sauce. Did he hear? I can describe again.
No, we don't need it. No, we don't need it.
Silky, the creamy.
Of course.
Down your throat, it's so yummy. The comeback sauce, not au revoir. You come back now, okay? That is my number one.
I just want to clarify, Ocho. Did you get it right? I mean, did you misspeak?
No. I'm Jacques wins this one.
Hold on, Eli.
Hey, Rob, I was taking a nap.
So you, what happened? So you didn't hear what Ocho said?
No, what happened, Rob?
Apparently, Ocho was giving his decision for the final, the final whatever fucking answer gimmick thing, and he said that Jacques.
Hey, Rob,
wake up.
Yeah.
Never mind. Just go back to sleep.
No, Bob, I'm here. I got up early today. It was I had an early session. And tell me what happened, Rob. Are we live right now?
Yes, Eli, we're live right now.
What's the problem?
The problem is Ocho is making his decision on the number one answer, and he said that Jacques won, and I don't think I heard him right. But you didn't hear it at all, so I don't even know why I'm asking you.
No, I was asleep, Rob. I can play it back when Ocho gives me the software drops.
What happens when you keep the heat on too high and you get sleepy and you fall asleep at the control board?
It wasn't. The heat is fine. It's fine, Rob. It's at 78. It's fine.
All right, just go. Just let go of the button.
Bye, Rob.
Yeah. Fucking idiot. Jacques Marksman, you are the winner. And the new champ. Really? We have to make it official. Let's go down to ringside with the
Oh, what am I, like, are you upset, like, that I called it wrong or something? Like, what am I missing? Is it, like, are you guys with the CeCe's Pizza or something? Like, I just gotta call, like, I seize it. I'm running out of breath here, man.
Barba has been on such a historic run as the champion. He's been dominant like any other champion we've ever had in the history of top five champions. I didn't see this one coming. Apparently, Mark, Tim, nobody saw it coming.
So you predicted the other ones to happen? Like, what does that even mean? Are you inside on this shit?
No, I just think you made a very big mistake tonight. That's all.
Who the fuck are you?
I'm the fucking host.
Are you?
I mean, sometimes. All right, let's go down to ringside with the voice of RTW, Howard Schwinkter, with the official decision.
He's no showing tonight. I don't know. I feel like you guys have upset people, so I don't know.
Jacques Marksman, you are the new RTW Top 5 champion. How do you feel with this stunning, ridiculous, greatest upset? Worse than Undertaker losing the streak at WrestleMania to Brock Lesnar. How do you feel?
Well, it's hard to comprehend this, but I think I feel as good as my brother felt the first time he felt my wife. It is a speechless feeling.
You telling me?
There is some confusion, but overall joy on my insides.
I mean, you understand, I'm not trying to put you down. I'm just trying to say that you're just not as good as El Barba Maximo. That's just the way it is.
Listen, guys, Ocho, he is a great man. If he were to move up to Canada, he could probably even be a councilman at the lodge up north where we do the deforesting. We could use a man who calls it like he sees it up there, because unfortunately, old Tommy, he is blind in both eyes. So, and he's a voice from the smoking. He cannot talk very good, so he cannot call him, and he cannot see him. So Ocho, great man, he sends me the win for today. That means I think I take home the winner's purse of $93 American dollars, and I think the all-you-can-eat pancake special at the Denny's that is opening down the street that we are so excited about.
Wasn't it 73? What happened to that now?
I didn't even know that. I don't know. He's becoming less Jewish every day, I'm just saying.
I saw in the email it said the CC's podcast tax raised it up the $20.
Oh, yeah. No, that's right. That's right. You didn't get the facts either on that one. El Barba Maximo, you have to be completely crushed, gutted, heartbroken.
You are playing favorites, Rob. I'm listening to how Eli's talking to you. I feel like you guys are in collusion, like you and Maxime are in collusion. I'm not liking this because I got to call them like I see them. Then they call me out on this shit.
There's no illusion. There's no delusion. There's no collusion or any other illusion. El Barba Maximo, you have to be absolutely...
There's some fusion, I feel like. That's what's bullshit.
You know there is pollution.
Yes, there's pollution. It's, yeah, I mean...
This is polluting Maximo Island now. El Barba must start his getaway because, as you know, losing gets you quartered, delimbed and demasculated. So El Barba must start his runaway now. So thank you. You are welcome, and good luck.
Well, he gone. Well, you know what's going to happen to him, Oach. That's pretty unfortunate. You're responsible for that, by the way. I put this solely on you. El Barba will be decapitated again.
I can't go 10-1 and then freaking get decapitated. Like, and I can't have that on my head. And it's not right for me to do that.
Well, nothing's going to be on his head.
We have done a real show.
His head's going to be rolling, literally. You fucked up.
Then we'll talk about it on Straight Up 5, like a bowling ball at least.
Dude, I'm all fucked up tonight. I've been up since 4:45 in the morning.
I don't care.
No, I know you don't care, but I get up early on Mondays to record with Drake Wirtz, so I'm fucking tired.
Oh, fucking A. Well, good. We'll be done soon. And I'm bringing nothing to this one. Just letting you know.
Welcome back to RTW Main Event.
Welcome back to the second segment of RTW Main Event. If you missed this past Sunday's RTW Rewind, it's because, once again, I did not put up an episode. So don't worry, Oach. There wasn't a show about Kiss. There wasn't a show about cartoons or baseball or any of that. I'm literally... I have so much going on.
It wasn't like Army motocross, badass, cool stuff, basically.
No, none of that. I've been so busy with all my other projects and my family and all that. Rewind's kind of on the back burner for now. I got the bowling show. We have this show. We have the show at Drake Wirtz. I have my streaming channel, my YouTube channel.
When you say projects, are you doing like a 1,000-piece puzzle or something like that? Is that what it is?
Good God, I don't have the patience for that, dude. You know how long that would take me?
I don't know, 8 years?
6 to 8 years, yeah, exactly.
Fair enough.
What are we doing?
Mm.
This is the second segment, right?
That used to be the first?
Yeah.
Okay. Great job, buddy. You're doing a great job.
I can't.
So wait a second.
I can only hear out of one ear.
My headphones are fucked. You know what's funny? When we used to do the show out of order... It flowed better. Now we do the show in order, and you don't know what the motherfuck is going on.
I don't. The show sucks now. It's
No, it sucked the whole time. That's not the point. Mm. It's the fact is, when we did it out of order, we actually recorded our segments out of order, and it flowed so majestically. Now we go in order, and you're making fun of me, saying, like, remember, this used to be the second segment. We used the first segment, and it's fucking you up.
It is. It's absolutely throwing my rhythm off. I don't.
And you're a rhythmic guy, you know, with your dance moves and your, you know, you have the Alfonso Ribeiro breaking board that you had back in 86. Yes. I remember, dude.
I am a rhythmic guy, not an arithmetic guy. There's a big difference between the two. I think it's
fine.
I think it's, well, all right. So I'm not good at math, but I'm a really good dancer. For mm-hmm. a very, very pale white guy.
Sometimes you just got to dance and let it out, man. You just feel better.
Do you want to dance right now?
No.
Okay. All right. I think
I want the fucking segment to go so we can fucking go. We're going to go.
But I think the top five messes me up now because, hold on, let me look at the time here. Jesus Christ. We've been recording for...
18 hours and 48 minutes. I know.
Yeah, that's a lot of editing. That top five segment was long, and not even as long as the condom.
Big software drop that's going to save you so much shit.
I appreciate that, buddy. You're always looking out for me.
It's what I do.
It's now time for the good, the bad, and the ugly.
All right, Ocho. Typically, I go first, but I'm really, really interested to hear what you have this week. So I'm gonna leave it to you. What do you got for your good, pal?
I'm in a bad fucking mood tonight.
Is that your good?
Yep.
Why are you in a bad mood, man? You sound.
I'm
like
in a bad fucking mood tonight.
You're in a bad fucking mood?
I'm not even good at fucking right now. I'm in a bad mood, Robert. Is your name Robert?
Robert.
You know, I call you Robert because I French-Canadianized that, because that's what Ocho can do. I'm in a bad mood.
Okay. Jim I.
So why don't you fucking go? And Jim I is pissing me off too. I don't need this shit.
I'll go. I mean, is that really your good though? Like,
That's it. Fuck off and go.
All right, my good is on my phone, which is dead. And I can't remember what I wrote down. That's pretty sad.
Was it about pussy, at least?
No. Oh, I know.
Something to get me in a good mood.
Yes. No. Yes.
And I don't mean chicken like fried chicken. Right. I know where you're...
No. This will make you happy.
I promise.
I swear to... Whatever.
Scouts fucking honor, motherfucker.
Cub Scouts honor, yeah. Bear Scouts honor.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. The guys that got the freaking shaft at the bung. I got you. That makes sense.
I got a new riding lawnmower.
Holy shit, really?
Yeah, no, first time I ever got a riding lawnmower. I've always done the push gimmick. But since I'm so obscenely, obesely fat, it sucks. It's like 95 degrees here. The humidity is like 150 degrees. My back hurts, you know, I get swamp ass. So I said, fuck it, I'm just going to treat myself and get a used riding lawnmower. I actually got a decent lawnmower for $500. Well, $480, actually.
You live in a condo, right?
No. You're such a dick. You're a fucking asshole. I used to in Connecticut, but no. I have my own lawn here. It's about a quarter of an acre. I for the first time ever... In 45 years, I got a riding lawnmower, and I did not know how to use it. I really thought I could just hop on it and fucking go. No, it's not that easy. It's got a clutch. Did you know they have clutches?
Oh, mine doesn't, actually.
No, it doesn't really.
Mine does. Never mind. Mine's innate, so I'm so used to doing it. No, yes, it does, but. You really didn't know
that. You should have seen me fucking like I kind of knew it was a clutch, but like the clutch and the brake are the same thing. So you use the clutch to slow your speed. So
that's all. It's
when I popped it in gear and I started to let go of the clutch, I didn't just ease off. And I just fucking,
and you put it in third.
Yeah, I let that bitch go and I was like, whoa, like I was fucking hanging on to the fucking wheel because I just took off.
Oh my god. No,
it was like learning how to use a stick shift for the first time. You're like, that was me. That was
oh my god. I want to see what the lawn looked like. Well, actually, as long
it's
as you
got
the
fucking brown
as long
circles,
as the blade's going.
Yeah, but... No, the blade was too low at first. So there's brown fucking circles like in the grass that got cut too deep.
You made crop circles basically.
Pretty much. And then I figured out I raised it up to like a 5. I had on like a 3.
My 4-2 3 should well actually no in August 3 is bad.
Yeah.
Even in the hey, what kind of grass do you guys have down in the old Nashville region?
We have Bermuda.
Yeah, so you gotta leave that long.
Yeah.
Because that's the curly stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. The soft pube stuff, basically.
Yes. But I like my lawn like a fucking putting green, but I can't.
No,
I can't
but that. 3 would be no, but you can't because it's so it
gets
too
dried
thin.
Out.
Bermuda's
yeah, too thin. Yeah.
So in Grappler Ochoville, fuck, still it's a habit, man.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I know.
3 is actually a decent deck. 3 or 4 is a decent deck. Even in August, I go 4. In the rest of the months, I go 3. But because it's actual straight up
like
Kentucky.
Fescue? Or you got Kentucky?
Yeah, it's not. It wants to be fescue, but it can't because it doesn't ever grow out that long. It doesn't have the freaking seed pods and all that.
Yeah.
So, okay. Anyway, but that's all right. You didn't do bad. That's good for Bermuda and good for you. And the fact that the tire marks didn't compress all the other shit is good also. Or did it?
No, it didn't. Once I got to the backyard, I got a pretty long, deep backyard. I got the hang of it, and I was just cruising through there. But no, it was funny getting used to it. Never ever used one in my life. It's funny.
Now it's going to be your forte. You're going to be like, oh, I'm going to mow the lawn. You mowed the lawn yesterday. No, I got to mow it today.
I got to mow the neighbor's lawn. I got to go down the street. That fucking field is driving me nuts. I got to go down there and fucking cut it.
It was on a five yesterday. I'm going to four today, and then I'll get to a five in 3 days. Don't worry about it.
The front yard looks like dog shit, but I gotta get the push mower out and fix it.
Yeah, basically, you should have just done the back first.
I should have gotten your mojo. No, I should have. Yeah, I should have experimented on the fucking backyard. But look, it's a 2003 Craftsman. That's pretty fucking old. But we got it for like $480. It's fucking immaculate. And the guy that got it, he got it from his daughter, who had it at a rental property for years, and it sat for the last 3 years. So her dad took it, put it in.
Hold on, is it gray or red?
It's gray. Yeah.
I fucking know the. I know this damn lawnmower.
That's really sad.
I hate that I know this shit.
We didn't plan any of this. yeah.
JP knows the bowling balls. I know the goddamn lawnmowers.
You do, but it's a Briggs & Stratton motor. He took it apart. He put a new carburetor in it. He put new filters in it. He put a whole new I-beam on it because I guess whoever had it hit a big fucking rock or a curb or some shit and bent the fucking I-beam, all the shit. So he put a new one of those on. The guy is an engineer for Nissan, so he knows his engines and his parts and shit like that. So he took the whole thing apart, cleaned it out.
He would have rigged that because that would have just been a straight chassis issue too then. So it's probably, he probably knows how to rig that thing.
Yeah.
What? The oil's the only issue. You got to turn the gas off because that gas will get legit in the freaking, in the oil if you don't turn the gas off.
He cleaned everything out, fucking flushed the intake, all that shit, dude. He knew what he was doing. So like, because you never know what you're getting when you buy used from somebody on like Facebook Marketplace, which is where we found this guy, and luckily it all worked out. He had three other people looking for it, but we're like, we'll fucking come at 9 o'clock in the morning and we'll have cash in hand. And he's like, all right, cool. So we looked it over. He explained everything he did.
How long did it take you to cut the lawn with the push gimmick?
Oh, fucking hour and a half. Because I had to take breaks.
Oh, really? Okay, all right.
No,
okay,
I get fucking hot. Right. My back would hurt, and I'd have to take a break.
No, that's a big. I mean, and also with the friggin' rider, it's 30 minutes if that. Yeah. You know, when you do it right.
Yep.
So when you'll get it. So that's the other thing. The push thing just, it doesn't have the width. It doesn't have the friggin'.
It only goes as fast as I can fucking push it. So even with the self-propelled, I mean, it sucks.
Well, but you can also throw it in sixth gear without freaking hitting the clutch, and you just it'll still take 1/8 of the freaking grass blades off.
Yeah. Now,
still good for you.
I do have to ask for your advice. Like with the push mower, I like doing like squares instead of going up and back, up and back, up and back like a snake.
No, go around. You got to go around and meet in the middle with the rider gimmick.
Now, it's not a zero turn, but it's close. But for some reason, it turns better left than right. I don't know why that is.
That doesn't. Just start at the width of the yard and work in. That's okay. All you got to do.
All right, right on.
And then use the push, because the push will still have the levers that can match up the same thing.
Yeah.
You know this stuff.
Yeah. No, I know. So, yeah, that's a very long good. But, yeah, I knew you would like that. I knew you would appreciate that. I knew that would get you in a better mood.
I never heard of Craftsman in my life. I was joking. I kind of just lucked out. I don't know anything about it. I can't believe
you knew the fucking color. That's hilarious.
It's not true.
What do you have for your bad?
I'm in a bad fucking mood tonight.
Okay. I heard. Did you do Bromance, by the way? Was that back on yet?
We did it last night. And then, sure enough, I go to look at it. It's not on YouTube. I wanted to get my rhythm back. I'm in a bad fucking mood. I got a good reason to be.
What do you mean it's not
on YouTube? I'm in a bad fucking mood.
How's it not on YouTube? You guys streamed it live.
Maybe he did. I don't know. I just do what I'm told. I show up and I do my thing, host the show, be the entertainment. And sure as shit, I want to watch me, because who the fuck wouldn't want to watch me?
Right.
Besides me. And it wasn't there. So, no, I don't know. I'm in a bad fucking mood.
I could tell.
That's my bad.
I'm sorry, buddy. All right.
Go ahead. My bad.
my
See, still giggling. Still, I got it.
My bad is I got some bad Chinese food yesterday. And I'm not really mad at the restaurant because it's not their fault that they suck. Well, I mean, it is. It is and it isn't. I'm more
pissed. I mean, clearly it is.
Well, it is. But I'm more pissed off at the people on Google that reviewed it and gave it like a 4.2 out of 5 stars. So I'm going on other people's opinions, which was my first mistake, obviously, of what they think is good Chinese food. Now, I know what you're going to say. You're in the South, Rob. Or sorry, you're in the South, Rob. They don't have good Chinese food there.
All right, what I was going to say was, you're in the South, Rob. Do you think maybe people are fucking stupid? That's what I was going to say.
No, they are. Clearly.
In that same tone.
Clearly they are.
So can you trust the taste buds of those people? I don't know. Like
those. What you mean? Who are you calling those people?
Those people?
Obviously not, because it was god-awful. It's fucking dreadful. And, you know, my wife and I, when we try a new restaurant, we like to sample, you know, 4, 5, 6 to 8 different things on the menu, just to see what it's like. So we spent $158 on Chinese food, just wanted to sample the menu. And
you're like John Taffer walking in there. give me 10 of everything.
Yeah, we just walk out with a box of food. But it wasn't good. Like, the beef was chewy. It didn't taste like beef, so I don't know
if it was. Is it possible that you put too much onus on them at that moment, too?
Well, when they saw me walk in, they're like, oh, shit.
They're like, is Radical Robert? Yeah. I hear him. He's CC's pizza guy.
Yeah, yeah. So they had to impress me, and they didn't. It's unfortunate. The lo mein was very spongy and like overcooked. It just, fuck, man. It's there wasn't anything good or redeeming.
So like going to the mall, the food court, when they're saying give you free sample, it's better than what you got from what you paid for.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I would go in.
Wow, that bad. Wow.
I'd go all day and dress up in different outfits to just get the free samples.
Yeah, just shave your mustache at the top and then be like, yo, I love this stuff. And then be like, hey, y'all, I love this stuff.
Yep.
And then you get four more toothpicks.
Yeah, and I say, shit. And I say, thank you. So,
yeah. Thank you for that. Thank you, Panda Express.
So I'm very, very, and you know how I am, dude. I get really
with food. Angry I get look, food. You're a foodie.
Yeah, I get angry when it's not good.
And I'll tell you this, everybody, I don't ever stray from what I know because want that. I don't ever want that.
No, that's fair.
I'm going to get my hot wings. I'm going to get my chicken parm because they really can't fuck them up. So when you start doing your variances and going like, hey, I'm going to try the cow feet with the drachma sauce. And I'm like, okay, well, why would you do that? You're going to spend $48 on that. Doesn't make sense. What if you hate it? So that's why I stick with what I know. Do what you know. Fear change.
I don't usually like change either, but again, like you said, I am a foodie, and I do get excited to try different restaurants.
If you've been told to do it, I get it. That's the other thing.
But again, I go off the reviews of other, what I thought were competent, educated human beings, and apparently that's the number one mistake.
I've never looked at a review in my life, by the way, just to let you know.
Not even on the show. That's just me. Yeah, you don't want to read the reviews on this show either.
No, why wouldn't you? No. Yeah, yeah. I'm already in a bad mood, Rob.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, dude, that's my bad. Mm. What do you got for your ugly?
I read the reviews on this show. I'm in a bad mood, Rob.
Clearly.
I'm in a bad fucking mood. So, that's it. Call it phoning it in. Call it being on my man period. You do what you got to do.
All right. My ugly. I know we talked about this last week. We talked about the vaccines, right? So we talked about the vaccines last week. As we're recording this, the FDA just announced that they fully approved the Pfizer. Yeah. Jinx. You owe me a beer. The Pfizer vaccine. Now, typically, you're a doctor. A generalized doctor.
I'm typically a doctor. No, that makes sense.
You should know a little bit about vaccines and how they work. Tell me, Oach, what is the standard length that a company would go to get approved by the FDA, like 6 to 8 years, 12 years. It's quite a long time, right?
Well, the point is when a vaccine comes out, they get guaranteed immunity.
Yes, they do.
Guaranteed immunity means you cannot harm the company for trying. And I get that. But it means if somebody dies, unfortunately, you can't go at them.
No, you could sprout a third nut and there's nothing you can do about it.
There's normally study after study because they are pandemics don't come off often. That's why.
Every 100 years.
So that when they do the standard for when it's approved, it's after so many tests and the ratio has to be so great that it works that they get approved. So it's what am I going to say, man? It was rushed or it was paid for. And I can't even say anything else.
It was paid for. It was one of the two. I mean, yeah, obviously it's six.
It was they rushed it for one.
Yeah.
And it was paid for the other because there's still the 5% that control everything.
And Biden announced that since it's approved, he now is urging employers and businesses to mandate vaccinations on their employees.
George Carlin would have the biggest field day. He would have RIP George because he borderline predicted and yet missed out on the most tremendous amount of material he could ever swamp from this cesspool.
Between COVID, the vaccines, the woke cancel culture. Oh, he would have been all over those fucking assholes. Which is funny.
Should we do this right now?
No, we could do it now. They haven't canceled him yet, which is funny, right?
No, but they can't now because he's fucking dead. Like, but would George Carlin, with what he would say, because he was the first guy in 19... Look, when he said about Muhammad Ali not being allowed to work because his job was to beat people up and he wouldn't go kill people. So the government said, we're not going to let you beat people up. And he said, why is that? And he said, because you won't kill people. And he said, well, shit. I don't want to kill people. I'll beat them up, but I don't want to kill them. And the government said, well, guess what? If you don't want to kill them, we won't let you beat them up. That was his job, was to beat people up.
Yep.
Would George Carlin, in this realm, with what he knows, he would have, I swear to God, he would have been canceled 40 times over, I feel like.
Now, he was a liberal. Do you think he would have been on board with the masking and all that, though?
He was a liberal. He was an anarchist borderline.
No, that's true. Yeah, that's true.
Well, I would say libertarian.
I can see libertarian.
George Carlin flat out said, I don't believe one single thing the government tells me.
No, you're right. That's fair. No, that's fair. You're absolutely right.
The thing is, what people say with his liberal, because anti-war and anti, you know, rockets and bombs and brown people. I mean, he was anti- and they have bigger dicks than us and all that.
Yeah, he didn't like church or, you know, he didn't care about the abortion and he, shit like that.
Because he went to Catholic, he was like, I was religious until my brain started working.
Until he reached the age of reason. He was a Catholic until he reached the age of reason.
I didn't mean to go here.
No, that's fine.
No, but think about it. Would he get canceled?
Absolutely.
Archie Bunker would have been canceled.
Yep.
Stuff like that. But
100%. Even though he was telling the truth, though.
Even the way he told the story, because I almost feel. All right, you know what? I'm also giving him a pass because of the legacy. So that's on me.
Well, he couldn't do the whole bit, you know, where he uses all the racial slangs like guinea, wop, you know, spick, all that stuff.
Right.
Like
he couldn't do that. He curbed it. He curbed it.
He'd have to.
But again, even for right now, would he explain the freaking X chromosome and Y chromosome? Because if he said something, he knew it through and through.
No, he did.
He wouldn't say it on speculative nature. So
he was a genius. He was a genius. He really was. He was spot on with his observations and his assessments.
And so basic with it too, to where we're like, holy fuck, that, how the fuck did we not see that?
He could break it down on a molecular level just so we all could understand it. He'd still be all over the government. Like, he was spot on about the government then, and he would be spot on now with Afghanistan, with all the fucking bullshit, dude. I mean, what would he have said about George Floyd and all that? Would you think he ever would have got involved?
I don't know. I feel like, I almost feel like if Carlin had a Twitter,
God help us.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Random tweets. I don't know
because I don't know that he would. No, but he would never say anything bad. He would say something accurate that made sense.
Yeah, he was thought provoking.
Like where could you actually say like, oh, that's hateful? The fucker always knew how to make sense.
He did.
That's what was so amazing about the guy. All right, big rant, but it's kind of funny to think, like, what would Carlin do?
What would Carlin
in a
do?
In a cancel culture? Yeah. Let's make bumper stickers. We'll make shirts. Calls him like I sees him. What would Carlin do?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Well, on that note, are you ready for the positive shit? No, that's, you're not gonna. I need something.
I was nodding, but I didn't know if it was like a recording thing or something. I was gonna go.
It's an audio podcast, so nobody can see you nod.
Welcome back to RTW Main Event.
Welcome back to the third and final segment of this edition of the Main Event. It is time for what people are calling now their absolute favorite segment. I know it's your favorite segment, Ocho, and it's quickly becoming mine because I'm telling you, this guy is such a breath of fresh air compared to Polly, who was always angry and always negative and always bitter. This guy is just, he's really a joy to listen to. Have you... Before we get into it, I mean, I haven't really asked you your thoughts about this guy. Are you enjoying the new positive one?
It's a pleasure. I don't stress about it.
That's high praise.
Does that help?
No, that's
that help? I mean,
that's high praise from you, pal.
Right. And he's not driving.
He's not. No, he's ever. Got ever. Yeah, I think maybe once I might have heard. What sounded like a...
he might have had his window open. That's all. It's very refreshing. I agree with you. That's the best word is refreshing. Let's leave it at that because we don't want to oversell something that's only been, 8 weeks in so far? What, 6, 8 weeks maybe?
Yeah, exactly.
But it's still calming. How about that?
Soothing, calming, yeah.
Much like the noise machine you listen to when you go to sleep. You know, your wife yelling at you, telling you how much she hates you. Me, you know, with the three girls that are in the bed with me. Like, I get it. That's what it's like.
It's time for everybody's favorite segment.
His people are completely literal. Metaphors are going to go over his head.
Nothing goes over my head. My reflexes are too fast. I would catch him.
I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while. You could miss it.
Here's...
Well, me.
With...
The intellect of the week.
He didn't fall? Inconceivable!
You keep using the word. I don't think it means what you think it means.
Well, hello, friends. I like to welcome y'all back to this segment that I like to call the intellect of the week. Hosted by, well, me. First of all, I'd like to go ahead and get this out of the way because it's very important that I thank the people that are in charge of this podcast. First off, I will start off with the great, great Dr. Ocho, which I'm sure he's a fine, fine doctor. Always physically fit, just a great, great person. Obviously, the longer-term host of the podcast, Radicalized Robert, Rob Radicalized Rob. I mean, he's just a great, great guy. I mean, he was even Intellect of the Week last week. That's just how much of a great, great, great guy he is. And, of course, my good, great friend Eli, who gave me this opportunity to bring this Intellect of the Week to you. But now, let's get off to see who the Intellect of the Week is. Over the weekend, a whole bunch of debuts, returns, really, of some pretty prominent wrestling characters came back. I mean, there's a Brock Lesnar came back, you know, after that long, hard fought fight between Roman Reigns and John Cena. Wow, that got John Cena, just a fabulous, fabulous star. And Roman Reigns beat him. And then Brock Lesnar came out, and like, everybody's like, whoa. I mean, I was like, whoa. And then I believe Becky Lynch also came back as well. I mean, her reception was pretty fantastic. But I guess the biggest one was CM Punk. I mean, those great, great fans in Chicago, it was the best kept secret. And those people from Chicago, it's like they knew. They were chanting CM Punk. And he came out. And this is such a swell guy, because he is what people call straight edge, where he doesn't do drugs or alcohol. Just a fantastic role model to all people is this CM Punk. And it's like these fans knew, and he came out, and you know, he even sat Indian style the way he did, you know, like a decade ago over here at the WWE. Such a fantastic weekend for all wrestling fans. And I like to go ahead and give the intake of the week to Mike Durban, because Mike Durban, I think, knew that CM Punk was going to come. It was a very secretive type deal, and he knew, and he went out there, and he even recorded himself out there and saw CM Punk go ahead and make his return after 7 long years. So Mike Durban, you will be this week's intake of the week. Well deserved, because you were ahead of the ball game. And it's like you knew that he was going to return, and you were right there to receive him. And I guess that's it for this week, friends. I hope I get an opportunity to present it next week. I'd like to go ahead and thank Dr. Ocho, Radicalized Rob, and of course my good great friend Eli, who gave me this opportunity. And I'll see you next week, friends. Oh gosh darn it! I'd like to apologize. I may have done some offensive remarks when I said Mr. Punk said Indian style, and I gosh darn it, I did it again. It's not that's very inappropriate for me to say that. It's now a crisscross applesauce. I'd like to apologize I'm sorry. God, I hope I get invited next week.
Michael Durban is the intellect of the week. Yeah, he had inside knowledge, Ouch, that CM Punk was going to show up. Nobody else knew it except for him, because he is the biggest CM Punk mark in the entire universe.
I mean, I don't blame him. They have tattoos and whatnot, and haircuts similar. And, you know, this positive guy was very amateurish tonight.
I mean, we were just like praising him and giving him high.
You know. Like the guy, it doesn't take away from his gentlemanliness. He's just very amateurish.
He's very, very nice and very complimentary of us. But I noticed that too. Did you notice that there was a noise in the background towards the last minute of that?
It sounded like once the apology is what it was.
Yeah.
Well, I thought he was going to call him like the Cleveland Guard. I thought he was going to say the Guardian style.
Like he recorded like a couple hours later. Like he got, you know, he had.
So maybe he listened to it and realized, and it was like, oh shit, here we go. Carlin didn't say this, so yeah. I better, you know, handle this now. Which it makes him woke. It makes him aware. That's good on him.
No, props on him. But apparently, he recorded on the way home, and you know, it's almost like the previous guy. It sounded very similar to
that. You know, and maybe that's on me, because I always complain. I don't know. You know, I kind of miss it, but I don't. It's like when you even if you get matzah for 20 years, and then they take the matzah away after like a year, they give you the matzah back. You're like, eh, this wasn't so bad, you know. So it's like, you know, they take the wind tunnel away to give it back for a second. I don't know if he did that on the hell of it, because I know we joke about it.
Yeah. I don't know. And did you notice that it was a lot longer than his previous segments? Like, he's almost getting into like poly territory, like 3.5 minutes. That's a bit much, right?
He explained it well. No. The problem is he's nervous. Let's remember that. And he's trying to, he's, you know, walking on eggshells, as the proverbial saying is. So maybe he's just just a little concerned. So, look, that might have been take eight for all we know. Think about it. So, I'll give him a pass for this week. That's all I can do. Still, swell guy. And Mike Durban, of course, who wouldn't? Like, God bless him for knowing that.
I mean, he is the biggest CM Punk mark in the world. I mean, he says it himself. He's from Chicago. He's Chicago made. He loves Punk. He was there at Money in the Bank when John Cena fought Punk, when the whole contract thing was coming up and Punk won the WWE title and jumped in the crowd and took the belt with him.
I mean, he was there when Punk got his divorce papers, wasn't he? Like, that was something, too.
He actually was the one that served them, those papers.
Oh, good for him, man.
Thank you for listening to this edition of RTW Main Event. You can follow the show on Twitter at RTW Brand. Follow Red Rob at Rad Rob Gaming. And follow the Ocho
at the DR Ocho.
We appreciate all of your support. You've been listening to RTW Main Event right here on the Rad Rob Radio Network.